This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Operations are getting back to normal at Denver International Airport after passenger train problems caused hours-long delays. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The underground train that carries people between security and the gates broke down last night. Some 200 passengers were stuck, an escape by breaking out of the train and walking down the tunnel. Repairs took until late this morning, and that caused huge lines that stretched from security all the way outside the building. Matt Bell of Grand Junction was trying to get to Minnesota.
It would look like chaos in here. We couldn't figure out what was going on, and there was no employees to ask. There's no direction. It was just completely unplanned, and they weren't managing the chaos.
Bell ended up missing his flight and is still trying to get on a plane. Airport officials apologized for the delays and said they'll explore alternatives to the train. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Drought is creeping back into Colorado. Despite weeks of improvement fueled by summer monsoons, extreme and exceptionally dry conditions have lingered, specifically in Delta County and Moffat County in the northwest. And moderate drought is now popping up in Logan, Phillips, Washington, and Yuma counties in the northeast. Federal data show more than 500,000 people across the state live in drought-stricken areas. This is CPR News. Representative Lauren Boebert's campaign finances have captured the Federal Election Commission's attention. They say it seems she used her campaign funds for personal things. Find out what's going on and more details at cpr.org.